Welcome to the Sean Thompson Rocket Football Coaches Show, brought to you by these faithful partners in Rocket Football: Whitetail Properties, Mark Williams Agent, Shara Solutions on the New York Stock Exchange, Homestead Realty when you're buying or selling real estate, Farmers Bank, your trusted hometown bank since 1899, Riley Tool and Machine, grinding away for Friday Night Football, First United Bank, are you ready to switch banks? Deer Lakes Golf Course, home of the Rockets. Sea Plant Federal Credit Union, now on Main Street in Marion. Johnson Furniture, your top choice for sales and service. Ellington Detailing, where we keep our Rockets looking sharp. Par 4 Plastics, our team is Rocket proud. Al Starnes, Coldwell Banker Real Estate, always a Rocket. YTG Insurance, call today for your quote. Mike and Stoner's Barbershop, where a haircut is an experience. H&H Home and Hardware, we're your one stop for everything. Marion Eye Care Center, optometrist Adria Porter, Frazier and Massey, attorneys at law in Marion, and the Magnolia Bank, Derek Myers, mortgage specialist. Now let's get right to today's show. All right, Rocket Football fans, we are here to talk about the second straight district win in a row, the second straight blowout in a row. Crittenden County beats Fulton County 47-6. It was really a 47-0 ball game. Coach Thompson and the Paducah Sun sports writer sent me a message and said, "Wow, I thought Fulton County was supposed to be pretty good."
Yeah, and they were pretty good, but, you know, they've been coming off quarantine and really didn't have the opportunity to practice and prepare for us like they'd like to. But, you know, we're a really good football team, and when we're firing on all cylinders, you know, we're a team that's capable of getting up on teams like that. Mm-hmm. And when the guys come out and take care of business every day at practice, like we talk about all the time, Friday night gets easier and easier.
And, you know, that's what I made a statement Friday night, was that we are on a roll right now. We're playing pretty doggone well. And Fulton County just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, because we steamrolled them.
Yeah, we came out, like I told you, on Friday. We had that mentality. We just wanted to take the fight to them and not give them an opportunity to start feeling themselves, because that's their style of play. You know, just come out and beat them at what they do. And we were able to do that. So it was a good game. The kids played well. You know, it's still a good atmosphere at home on a COVID Saturday, late evening or early evening. And, you know, it's just good to be 2-0 in the district and make sure we got a home playoff game.
I was a little bit out of sorts for the Saturday evening ball game.
Yeah. It's different. It's different. After the game, we had to stay in and break down and grade our film, so we wouldn't be a day behind for this week. But, you know, it's part of it. We love it, just like the kids love it, so we'll do our part.
Well, and we allowed a touchdown after about, I believe it was 17, 18, somewhere straight unanswered touchdown. So they did offense, get on the board. Yeah.
Offense got to do better protecting the ball.
Yeah, we did turn the ball over there and let them have that. Was an interception. But, hey, the good news is we get ready to go to Russellville this week. We're 2-0. Russellville's 1-0 in the district. And we can decide effectively decide the number one and number two seed. And it's important, because if you're the number two seed, you generally will just host the first round of playoffs. But as the one seed, you will be the two-round host. And people need to remember that no longer is that regular season the district championship. Now, we can call it a regular season district championship, but you actually crown the district champion in the playoffs those first two games.
For sure.
Do you like that format?
I don't like turning around having to play district play again.
I don't either.
But it's whatever. Mm-hmm. It's the model that's used in other sports, and it works just the same. There's still a district champion every year. So I don't really care. It just goes with district play so late in the year. It's just, well, football, it's one game a week. You turn around and do that all over again.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get into the nuts and bolts of this win over Fulton County. Luke Kreider has just gotten better every week. Kind of had a tough start to the season, and maybe it's a lot of that had, we've talked about it, had a lot of it had to do with the teams we're playing pretty doggone good in the secondary too. But man, the last two or three games, he's been on fire. 10 of 13, no interceptions, 104 yards passing against Fulton County. Not a bad night.
Not at all.
With a short field, too, mind you.
Short field, yeah. And the thing about it is he was very efficient, made really good decisions with the ball. You know, seeing him hit a check down in the game and move his eyes. And you look at 10 and 13, I can think of two of the incompletions off the top of my head where the receivers were able to make a play on the ball and just didn't. So we got to make sure that we do that as receivers. But Luke was very efficient with the ball, made great decisions, and even pulled it down and ran one time, which you don't see very often. We're going to have to work on that.
The finish.
Yeah, the finish. We're not going to stop and let someone hit us going forward. So
I think he was going to pull an NFL slide or something.
I wish he would have.
Yeah, I know. It didn't work out real well the way the indecision didn't work out.
I wish he would have.
But Luke Kreider's your player of the game on offense and well-deserving. You know, I talked to him a little bit on the sideline there in the second half when he was out of the game, and we were discussing, you know, his night. Obviously, I'm the guy with the stat book, so, you know, sometimes people are interested in what they have when they're out of the game and it's over. But, you know, I think he was a little surprised at the 104 yards passing. But, you know, we had the ball inside of their 40-yard line like five times in the first half.
Yeah, they were struggling with their punt team.
Punt team, and then we turned them over quite a bit.
Yeah, turnovers. And, you know, our defense plays well. We understand that. The thing that we have to do offensively is be able to maintain drives and score at the end of them. And we're doing that a lot better, even if they are short, quick drives. But, you know, it starts with Luke making sure that he makes great decisions and he makes sure the offense is where they need to be and doing – everybody's on the same page, and he's doing that right now. You know, he's now a year old. He's a year into it officially.
A year and a game.
A year and a game, yeah, or half a game. But you know, you look to him to make that growth at that point. So he's clicking right now. We got to keep it moving going forward. And it's a big one for him, big test for him with Russellville this week. So we'll see where he's at.
Well, and tell us about the trick play. You had the halfback pass. I call it trick plays, halfback pass. Caden McAllister threw it. And Preston probably keeps going. He makes that catch. But why put that wrinkle in this week?
Well, you know, I like trick plays. I like having them. That's part of the philosophy of the system that we run is to make sure that you have trick plays in and use them. And you know, I've told you before, I like to take a shot after a turnover. And that's just another way to take a shot. I was just pleased with the execution of the play for the most part, being able to have a double reverse. And then throw it and not have pressure is pretty impressive. I wish we would have been able to hit it. But, you know, it is what it is. The kids have fun doing that stuff. They like when you get to do those trick plays. We actually ran another trick play later where we threw a tackle-eligible play to Tyler Boone that got called back for a block in the back. But, you know, to be able to put that stuff in and they work, you know, it's pretty fun. That play to Tyler Boone is a Coach Starn special. He's done it. I can remember running that play when I was in school.
And that play, the tackle has to report to the official, I believe, doesn't he? Because he's the last guy on the line of scrimmage.
He does if it's the actual tackle. But what we did was we moved Zach Counts out to receiver. And then T-Bone was the tackle, lined up as a tackle. So he has an eligible number and he doesn't have to report.
Okay, that's right, because he is 12. Yeah. Okay, I see. Yeah. On defense here, tough decision this week. Who's going to be your defensive player of the game? But you go with Dylan Yates, who had a pretty good day every day. Every time he goes out there on Friday or Saturday night, but he had four solo tackles, an assist, a cause fumble, a sack, and two tackles for loss. And man, his motor just runs full speed all the time.
Yes, all the time. He's a guy that makes big plays for us, and he's a guy that helps us get offenses behind the sticks. The intensity he plays with is hard to match. So with a guy like that, on your defense, who demands a lot of attention. You know, you can set offenses back, but also allow your linebackers to run free because he is so good up front, and he continues to do a good job for us. But the passion that he plays with is what stands out to me about Dylan, and it's starting to get contagious because the guys are flying around like him a lot more, and they're doing it in practice now, and that's the biggest thing that he can take away from this year is just his leadership and the role he's really stepped into as being a leader just by example.
Couple other guys really want to take an opportunity to get you to talk about here. Ben Dobbins, another great night. He's a senior who hadn't played in a while, but has really made an impact. And then I thought Logan Bailey, just, you know, man, when he got that interception, he turned the Jets on.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna go. That guy had a really good angle on him. After he squirted through that hole right there on the sideline, I was like, oh, he's gone. Which it is surprising because you never get to see him open up like that, mm-hmm. but he's kind of fast in the open field, and you know, he made a great play. He sat back there, saw the ball, broke on the ball, high pointed it, and found the sideline exactly how he's taught to do. So he's a kid that's really doing a really good job for us, moving between corner and free safety, and doing it without, you know, many years of experience and not having any setbacks is pretty good. Dobbins, same situation, you know, he doesn't have many years of experience, but he stepped into a role that he's never done before as a senior and really coming out and just being effective. You know, I hear Coach Courtney talking about him all the time, how fast he plays, how fast he makes his reads and gets to where he's supposed to be. And then, you know, him being where he's supposed to be on time has allowed him to turn the ball over a lot. Mm-hmm.
What about Briley Berry, man? He comes in there and he's showing the old Berry beast in him.
Something clicked for him, and he's just playing a little different right now. You saw it a little bit in JV games, and last week, and now this week he continues with it.
And Briley's a sophomore.
He's a sophomore, so you see that growth. That's exciting. You know, you start seeing those young guys get comfortable and the nerves getting out of their system, and they're flying around playing football and playing a brand of football that we're accustomed to. So that's exciting.
Well, if you're Berry and you're in Kirtland County, you're a football player, and, man, he's coming around and playing like the Berries.
Yeah,
and, he plays baseball too, and he really came on last year. I was looking for good things out of him.
He's a good athlete.
He is a good athlete.
Really good athlete.
And he's pretty tough too. Yeah. But Preston Morganson, another one, defensively had a pretty good game, had a pretty decent game on special teams too. So he's a guy that two touchdown catches. So he's all over the place, and he's really, I believe he's on one of the, I can't remember if it was the interception or the one of the passes that he caught on offense. But he made a move that was just broke the guy's ankles and was gone. I think it was on the pass.
Wasn't it? On the screen.
Yeah,
he's a guy that we knew we had to get the ball to, and once it's in his hands, he can do some things. You know, that's why we have him back on kickoff return. That's why we have him back on punt return. Just as many opportunities for him to get the ball in his hands to be able to do something with it because he is so explosive.
And I know there's sometimes you'd like to take the ball and put it in his mouth too.
Yeah, sometimes a lot of them though, but that's part of what happens when you ask the guys to have some type of swagger about them. Mm-hmm. That's part you it deal carry, with that.
That's true.
You deal with that because they're so turned up that you know there's consequences that come along with it. So it's, you know, we preach all the time: don't get too high, don't get too low. You just got to be right there in the middle. But, you know, I like the fire that he plays with. I'm not going to change him one bit. He's just got to know that when I'm telling him it's time to stop, there's a reason.
I think it was pretty clear when you got to that point on Friday night because you made it very clear to him. And then I think the official.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was kind of a three-way conversation. Yeah. You brought the official into it for that.
I just needed some support.
Yeah, prove this. You're going to throw him out of the game is what I heard you say. Anyway, it was a fun night. Saturday night, again, it was kind of odd, but great game on the front line there. Your guys just handled Fulton County, and they got some big kids. But Noah McGowan is your lineman of the week, and he played a super game. Had a batted pass, and I don't know if he had a sack. I have to look down here, but great game out of him.
Solos, two tackles for loss.
Yeah,
Yeah, and he ended up being our lineman of the week, you know. He's a guy who does everything that he does well. He kind of flies under the radar, but he makes a lot of plays for us, and he's one of our better offensive linemen as well. We've tried to protect him from having to play that side of the ball a lot, but he's a guy that stands in when we need him. But he had another really good game, just doing his job and allowing other people to be able to make plays. So that's why we thought it was a good idea to recognize him this week in lineman of the week. And you know, all our linemen played well. You know, Fulton County came out and did something different against us. They came out and did something complete opposite of what we game planned for, and we were able to make a few adjustments and still be able to run our offense. So our line is playing really well. Noah's playing really well, and you know, it's nice to have a really good, solid offensive and defensive line.
Are you concerned about the penalties? You know, even in a game like this, I mean, we had 105 yards on 10 penalties. Fulton County, 2 penalties for 10 yards. Now, some of the kicks that go out of bounds and things like that, I don't keep up with. But yeah. Are you concerned at all about that?
I'm not concerned about Saturday. Mm-hmm. We had a few kicks out of bounds. We had – which that's okay. We're asking them to do something that's very difficult. So the ball's going to bounce how the ball's going to bounce. Mm-hmm. What happens if we kick it into team's hands, you know.
Yeah, the head kid had a pretty good return down the sideline over there. But
yes, if you can't put the ball in the end zone or have the ball in really high in the air to the goal line, it's really hard to cover on kickoff.
But as far as the penalties are concerned, I'm talking about, like, you know, we had a couple of pass interference for 15 yards.
Neither one of those. Yeah. I don't even think the officials, you know, in that situation, they watch the film would think it's pass interference.
And then some personal fouls.
Bad calls.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But it is – they called it. So, but – Trace did exactly what he's coached to do. Mm-hmm. He did a really good job. There was a block in the back called on counts that was not a block in the back. There was a block in the back on Morgeson that was not a block in the back. Morgeson doesn't even hit the guy. He just falls.
So we're not going to run for these?
Oh, we're going to run for them. But you know what? These are things that you have to be able to live with, because officials – are just like everyone else. You know, they're going to make mistakes. I'm not saying all these were mistakes. Their viewpoint was different than mine. Mm-hmm. If Luke Kreider throws an interception and tells me he saw this, I believe him 100%. Mm-hmm. Now, when I go back and look at the film, I might say, this is what I see now. This is, do you see what I see? And try to get him to understand that. But I'm not going to question what he tells me on a Friday night he saw. And I'm not going to question the officials unless they give me, like I've told you in the past, some kind of response that makes absolutely no sense. So,
okay. Well, another big win goes into the books, and we will get ready this week for Russellville. Crittenden County, we are our RPI. We're ranked number
8 now, I believe.
And Russellville is number 10 in the RPI. So this is one where we can get a big boost. We go down there and beat them.
Yeah. We need it.
Yeah, we'll talk about
it. We're in a good place in the RPI as well, too. So.
Oh, yeah.
It's not. RPI is different. It has a lot that weighs on it, and I don't mind.
Everybody's keeping an eye on that. For those who don't know what we're talking about, it's the power rankings, and they're on the KHSAA website, and it'll determine our playoff opponent starting in the third round. So we'll keep a close eye on that.
For sure.
Yeah. All right, Coach Thompson, thank you.
Thank you for joining us on today's show, and remember these fine partners when you are shopping or doing business in Crittenden County. Whitetail Properties, Mark Williams agent. Shara Solutions on the New York Stock Exchange. Homestead Realty, when you're buying or selling real estate. Farmers Bank, your trusted hometown bank since 1899. Riley Tool and Machine, grinding away for Friday night football. First United Bank, are you ready to switch banks? Deer Lakes Golf Course, home of the Rockets. C-Plant Federal Credit Union, now on Main Street in Marion. Johnson Furniture, your top choice for sales and service. Ellington Detailing, where we keep our Rockets looking sharp. Par 4 Plastics, our team is Rocket proud. Al Starnes, Caldwell Banker Real Estate, always a Rocket. YTG Insurance, call today for your quote. Mike and Stoner's Barbershop, where a haircut is an experience. H&H Home and Hardware, we're your one stop for everything. Marion Eye Care Center, optometrist Adria Porter, Frazier and Massey, attorneys at law in Marion, and the Magnolia Bank, Derek Myers, mortgage specialist.